97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Micah Parekh, who is the co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. Micah, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. And out of full disclosure, I want you to know that I've known Micah for years and she is the best of the best.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Micah, let's jump right in. Tell us all about your business.
Sure. In 2000, I met Tesh, and one of the things that he was extremely passionate about was his art and photography. And he would photograph things and then compile a painting of his artwork. And so when showing our friends his paintings, they loved his paintings, but they also thought his photography was wonderful. And I loved everything about weddings. And so I was enjoying that time of being with friends and seeing so many folks get married and things. And so we had a friend ask us to photograph their wedding because they saw Tesh's photography, and the rest is history. We have just been doing it for such a long time and just still love it. We're still goofy over everyone.
And you cover the triangle, the complete triangle,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We cover all areas, Chapel Hill, from the coast, actually.
Really?
You know? Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we will go anywhere to do our love, which is photography or art.
Or art. Let's start with the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who your ideal client is, Micah.
Well, I think our ideal client is someone who appreciates the art of style in their photography, whether it be an Indian wedding that goes on for multiple days, and they need to have someone who's very experienced in that religion, because a Hindu ceremony or another type of Indian ceremony will actually just have tons of religious parts to it. And Tesh is very familiar with all of that, being raised Hindu. And so he can certainly not interrupt moments when they need to be very private and that sort of thing. So a lot of our Indian clients really love working with him for that. And then any of our Christian clients, we have seen so many different weddings, so many different styles, from only two guests to 700 guests.
Wow.
So we have photographed anything you can think of, from, you know, the beach to the mountains and everything in between. It's just a lot of fun.
I've noticed that weddings now, the wedding pictures, there's, because of technology, there seems to be differences between 20 years ago, between 10 years ago. How does Tesh keep up? How do you keep up with the technology for taking these pictures or developing these pictures?
Well, Tesh started his photography business when it was film, and he really struggled when it switched over to digital. He just did not want to give that power of having that film and being able to develop it himself and that sort of thing. So it took him a really long time to transition over to digital. It's funny because it's coming back full circle now, where film is actually coming back.
It is.
So in small clusters all across the country, you can read about some of the folks that are bringing back film. They just can't live without it. And it's that part of being able to develop it yourself that they really miss. But the digital world is just expanding all the time, and it's a lot of fun. It takes a lot of work, a lot of study, and you just really have to be on top of your game and know what you're doing, not just have a camera and, you know, take great pictures, because that's great. All of them do take great pictures. You've got to understand the behind the scenes of knowing your camera, knowing how to use it, and then being able to develop all of those images through the computer.
Through the computer. I'm fascinated by the film coming back. It seems like a giant step backwards, but I can understand that ownership there. Micah, what services do you offer?
Well, we offer anything from family photography to weddings and events, of course. We do a lot of corporate work, from professional headshots all the way to sales meetings. awards dinners. We even recently photographed an American Girl doll birthday party at the Carolina Inn.
What?
Yes. And that was so much fun.
Yeah.
And so anywhere in between there, really, if there's a need for photography, we'd love to talk to the person about it to see if we could help them.
Right. How much lead time does a person need to give you for a wedding?
Oh, gosh. We've photographed weddings within 48 hours.
Really?
We've waited 24 hours with the bride until her fiancé has been able to fly into town because he missed his flight. So it can happen either way.
Tell us about the art part now. We talked about the photography. What about the art you're saying? The Tesh has really got some fine art.
Well, he is a fine artist with oils and watercolor, and he is a national award-winning artist. He's won a couple of different national competitions, and so he can really paint whatever it is you need him to paint, whether it's portraits or whether it's landscapes. We've been contacted to paint someone's home because their parents had recently passed away and it was their childhood home and they had to sell it, the property. And so they wanted to have a painting of the home that they grew up in. But one of the things that we're really excited about that he's doing now is he's painting live at weddings and events, mainly weddings, though, where he will come and he will actually paint either the wedding as it's happening or he'll paint something at the reception as it's happening. So we have some brides choose when they're taking their vows, and then we have some brides choose when they're having their first dance. Tesh will come in. He'll start a couple of hours before it's time for one of those things to happen, and then he will finish the painting within the time of the reception. So, and it will be given to the bride and groom at the wedding, presented to them
Amazing. By
the planner or yeah. by the parents or what have you. And it's really just such a treasure. It's just so different, and it just really captures the event and captures the meaning of their love.
Is Tesh the only person who does this? Do you have competitors who offer the same ability to paint at the wedding? Or are you the only ones?
We are not the only ones, but of course, Tesh is special.
Of course. There we are then. Michael, why don't you give us your contact information in case someone would like to contact you?
Absolutely. You can reach us at 919-622-5399 or info@iwpphotography.com or Tesh at Tesh's FineArtPhoto.com.
And that's T-E-S-H, Tesh's. There
yes.
we are. There we are. Now, when Tesh is painting at the wedding, are you the photographer?
Sometimes.
So both of you are photographers?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he train you?
Yes, ma'am. 7 long years of training.
Of training. Oh, my Lord. I can tell it's quite a passion for you, too. Well, let's take a break, Mike. And when we come back, let's get into more of the business of the business. And let's find out what challenges you have with your business. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Micah Parekh, who is the co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. We're back. My guest today is Micah Parekh, who is the co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. Micah, during our first section, you mentioned that you handle Indian weddings and Christian weddings. Are those the only kind of weddings you handle?
Oh, no. We handle all culture when it comes to weddings. There is so much preparation that should be done between the photographer and the bride and groom, and so much time in advance of the wedding should be taken to get to know the bride and groom and know exactly what their path of faith is or their culture is. And we spend a lot of time getting to know our brides and grooms. So it really doesn't matter what kind of ceremony they're going to have or what culture they're from. We can help them with their weddings. We, really want to get to know our clients that way, because once they're married, then ultimately they might have children one day, they might have pets one day, and we want to be their family photographers.
Beautiful. Love it. And Micah, during our first section, you mentioned that there's a painting that Tesh can create for the wedding. What size? How big, how small, and who decides what the size should be?
Well, usually the person who's paying for the painting actually decides what size they would like.
Makes sense.
But he can actually paint anywhere from a 16 by 20 to a 20 by 24 normally in 3 to 5 hours. He has been known to do a little smaller or a little bigger, but it just needs to be a discussion with him about what they're actually looking for.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up for me. Well, now that we've talked about what services you offer, talk about the wedding business, talk about the painting business, I can hear the passion in your voice for your business. Michael, what challenges have you experienced, you and Tesh, with your business?
I think the biggest challenge that we have found is finding the right prospects and making sure that we educate them on why we do what we do and why we charge what we charge for it. Because of the economy and, I don't know, maybe because of the area that we live in, sometimes people are focused more on the price than they are on the end result. And we really have to change that and explain to them and educate them on the processes. And once they realize what all goes into it, and maybe even they don't even realize how hard we work versus anyone else, they would then decide to go with us.
Got it. So it sounds like people are more focused on price than they are on the value that you have to offer.
It seems to be turning around.
Well, that's good.
Which is exciting.
That's good.
Yes, yes. Or our education is paying off.
Oh, good. And I imagine. So how do you market your business so that folks know to come to you?
Oh, I'm everywhere. I work from, you know, sun up till sundown. Sometimes I say I'm awake before God is. So,
that's pretty early.
And I'm out networking, and Tesh does a lot of networking on his own.
Yes.
He spends a lot of time in the field, of course, doing the work or creating the paintings. And so we really are a perfect balance for each other in the work that we do.
Which one of you is the business end? I know both of you are photographers now. He's the painter. Who handles the business?
Well, again, that's both of us. We're in it all day long. The great thing is that when I came home to have my son in 2008, I really saw the opportunity that we had and that I had for Tesh and knowing how hard he works and the great work that he was doing to really market him and market him as our own business.
Yes.
And so we started IWP Photography in 2008 in December, and surprisingly, he got laid off in January of 2009.
Ooh.
So it was almost meant to be.
See?
We've never looked back. We've done this business full time. It's what we do, 24 hours a day, photography, video, and art.
And how do you stay current? I know I asked her in the first segment, but it sounds like there's just so much involved, whether it's, you say you've gone digital, might be going back to film. How do you keep up with both of you with what's happening in the world of photography?
It can be a rat race sometimes because we're really busy. There have been days when we've had 3 or 4 events at one time. And I think what helps us to survive in this industry is that we get to know our clients, regardless of whether they're a corporate client or whether they're a bride and groom or
yes.
whether it's a dog. Who knows? You know.
So you do all kinds
yes,
of photography.
Yes, absolutely.
You mentioned that.
Yes.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your contact information again, if you would, Micah.
Sure. It's Tesh at teshfineartphoto.com. 919-622-5399. You can find us on the web at iwpphotography.com or teshesfineart.com.
Perfect. And get that number again one more time.
Sure. 919-622-5399.
Got it. Now let's talk about the future of photography. Because from the old brownies in the 1920s and 30s to Polaroids, whatever, I understand some companies have even gone out of business because of technology. What do you see as the future of the photography business and how it's going to affect you and Tesh?
Well, I don't believe that there'll ever be a world where you won't need photography or you won't need video. One of the things that we do right now with our clients that we find is becoming a bigger part of our business than we would have ever expected is video. Google will tell you that if you have a video on your website, you are more apt to have visitors to your website and they stay longer because mm-hmm. they want to see what it is that you do before they meet with you. They will perceive you on that video before they do business. And so you have the opportunity to put yourself on your website for people to see so that they almost feel as though they've already met you before you have that initial meeting. And so we've been doing a lot of those lately because Google is really pushing video for websites. So I do not believe that photography or video are going anywhere except up, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What about all these little cameras everybody has on their smartphones? I mean, people are taking pictures all over the place. That can't possibly touch your business, I would assume.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Everybody loves taking photography, taking photographs. And so there are new photographers all the time, and they have new ways of doing it. And I think it just depends on who you're talking to and what they assume photography should be. And then from there, they choose the person or the type of photographers that they're going to work with. There's definitely so many of us out there that you are able to forge a relationship with someone that meets your needs and also maybe shares the same philosophy you do or likes the same food you like. So
it gets down to that, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, my
Lord.
Well, Michael, let's take a break right now. When we come back, let's finish up with some more information about your lovely business, if you don't mind. That'd be all right?
Perfect.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business, 97.9 FM. My guest today is Micah Parekh, who is the co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we are back. My guest today is Micah Parekh, who is the co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. We talked about your wedding packages. We talked about the art that Tesh does. I didn't ask you about wedding packages, Micah. Do you offer wedding packages for those who say, what if I want to customize something? What do you do for wedding packages?
Absolutely. We have four wedding packages that we offer. However, like you mentioned, customizing, I have very rarely have a bride come in and say, I want your silver package. It's never been that where she says nothing less and nothing more. There's always something that we've got to tweak on it, and we'll be more than happy to do that. And again, in forging a relationship, it really gives us the opportunity to get to know them better when we're able to do that.
Got it. And I assume most of your clients have not hit the lottery and just give you a fat check as soon as they talk to you. Do you have terms that folks can work out how to pay you for the
job? Absolutely. More than happy to help people get the desired photography or art that they would love to have for their wedding. There's nothing that means more to me than being a part of their beautiful day. And I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to help them with that.
If there's a destination wedding, do they pay your way or is that part of your cost?
Normally, the client will pay our way. Now, if they want to go to Spain, I might throw in a couple of airline tickets just to get that wedding. But we normally have that as part of our contract with our clients, that we do travel with them.
You travel with them?
And they take care of our needs while we're with them.
I feel a certain passion for the business as you talk about photography and art, Tesh's artwork. Mm-hmm. Micah, when did this passion begin and what keeps you awake every day with joy?
Well, the passion comes from the passion for my husband and the belief in him, just thinking about him as a little boy, 3 years old, teaching himself how to paint.
Really?
And yes. And knowing that this is his dream to be an artist, and I want to give this to him.
Yes.
So I'm going to do everything I can to have the world know Tesh Parekh.
That's beautiful. And I know you love him so dearly. Every time you mention his name, I see the stars. You guys are so cute. Well, for those who may have missed your contact information in the earlier segments, Micah, could you give it to us again, please?
Sure. You can reach us at 919-622-5399, or you can reach us at iwpphotography.com in our info section, or you can email Tesh at tesh@teshfineartphoto.com.
Thank you. And in addition to weddings, in addition to, you said you do headshots, you do animals, you do whatever anybody wants to have done in terms of photography. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
That's amazing. And Tesh came in from India, you say?
Yes.
I have to go back very quickly. There are 30 seconds left. You said 3 years old, teaching himself to paint. That was in India?
Yes, ma'am.
How did he do that?
Well, his mother used to barter his art supplies from one of her clients who owned an art supply company, and she was a CPA, so she would do his taxes, and he would pay her with his art supplies. So he never knew what he was going to get. So he would get paper one time, or paint one time, or chalk one time. So he would climb up on the rooftop of his parents' home, and he would paint or sketch or draw as far as his little eye could see.
He's such a natural. Mm-hmm. Micah, you're a joy. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming
so
in and
you,
talking
Sharon.
To me and our audience today. It's been wonderful.
Thanks. Go Heels.
Go Heels. Thank you. You're right. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 on your FM radio dial. My guest today has been Micah Parekh, co-owner of Tesh's Fine Art and Photography. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.